Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex today, and I'm joined in studio with my fellow nightly news reporter, Jakari Jackson, and we're taking your calls on a variety of subjects. Just before the break, we had a caller asking us what we thought about the pension fraud story, if we thought it might possibly be related to the 9/11, what we believe is a conspiracy there. But I asked him a question. I wanted to know what he thought about Rachel Maddow at MSNBC starting to talk now about the FBI assassinating a witness in the Boston bombing, and CNN actually questioning the government's official story.
Yeah, I was
typically shocked. They're the ones who put out the government's official story. I mean, it was amazing when the Boston bombing was happening, we would question details of the narrative, and a half hour later, it's almost like CNN was responding. Like, it was kind of surreal. Yeah, it was pretty surreal. But they were the spokespersons for what was going on with the Boston bombing, and now, I guess, to try to bolster their credibility, they're questioning it. What do you make of that, caller? Timmy in Texas? Yeah.
David, it's like you say, every day on y'all's introductions, they're on the run. We got them on the run. The InfoWars is defeating the dinosaur media. One more thing on that previous story I covered. Victoria Cavalier with Reuters is who wrote that story, Jakar. You said you'd want to look into it. It's just, when big corporate bankers violate or have some sort of fraud against them, there's a hearing on it. They're not arrested immediately. And there's over 100 firefighters and policemen that have been arrested. So it just seems really sketchy, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And one last thing, guys. I got to meet y'all there at the Alamo. Jakar, you were wandering around lost trying to find the march, and I ran into you with a buddy of mine. So it was good to meet you guys. David, I had mentioned to you about the Secret Service agent swabbing his children for some odd reason. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
But
it's good to talk to you guys. And remember, the guy I was with, Jakar, he's named Sean, and he's super trendy.
All right, thanks.
Well, thanks, Timmy, and thanks for showing up at the Alamo. You know, we have to stand up for our freedoms or we lose them, and it's very, very important for us to stand on the freedoms that the government recognizes. They recognize so few, and when it's legal to open carry a rifle and the police are harassing people for that because they want to make the public, they've gone on record, Eric Holder has said that he wants to brainwash the public, they want everyone to be afraid not only of the sight of guns, but the sight of someone with a gun.
Joe Biden, and I'm glad the caller brought that up, the Alamo, because everybody asks, we go out here, we fight every day, we get on the show every day, what progress is being made? That's progress going out to the Alamo, because we had a police chief who said he was going to arrest anybody who came out there with a gun. You had 1,000-plus people show up with guns. That's a victory. When the food babe comes on here and says Subway needs to take this stuff out of the food, that's a victory. When you have the Hernandez family in San Antonio, Texas, saying that we're not going to wear your RFID tags, they fight it out. Catherine Albrecht gets involved. They win. That's a victory. Victories happen every day.
Yeah.
But you don't see this on your mainstream network, so people just think we're just banging our head against the wall. And occasionally, we knock a hole through that wall, bust through it, and get the bad guys out of there. It can happen, but you have to be persistent. You can't give up and just be encouraged and keep going at it.
That's right. You've got Rachel Maddow, who's gone from laughing at Alex Jones and making all kinds of bizarre accusations about, he's just questioning the government's official story. Now she's questioning the government's official story. That's a huge turnaround. Let's go to Jerry in Ohio. He said you wanted to talk about farmers and the New World Order. Jerry?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a long-time listener, and I think you guys have been doing a wonderful job. I just wanted to get that out to you.
Thank you.
You guys are excellent watchmen. You're letting people know what's happening and what to expect. And I was just wanting to let you know, I've been living in northeastern Ohio for most of my life, and it's looking more and more like I'm living in communist China. They are pressuring the farmers up here. They are building housing allotments right next to farms, and then people are complaining that they can smell the cows, they can hear chickens, they can hear pigs. I mean, they're really just trying to crowd the farmers out.
Hang on, we're going to talk about that. This LA Times story has a very interesting contradiction between what people want in terms of fresh food and what they think about farms. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hang on, Jerry, we'll come.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets. Not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, February 27th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'm filling in for Alex Jones. I'm joined here in studio with Jakari Jackson. And we've been taking your calls. And just before the break, we were talking to Jerry in Ohio. We were talking about farmers, and I asked him to hang on over the break. We've got this article from the LA Times talking about planned food safety rules attacking organic farmers. Listen to what they said. They interviewed a guy. His name is Jim Crawford. He's an organic farmer, and he said that the FDA came to him and said, "This is my badge. These are the fines. This is what's hanging over your head, and we want you to know that." Just pure intimidation. What are they intimidating them about? Well, they're intimidating them over using natural fertilizer, you know, what we call manure. And it's being pushed by, of course, big agri, big corporations. Mm-hmm. It's also being pushed by NGOs like the Center for Science and the Public Interest. They're pushing the FDA not to yield to these family farmers, but to shut them down. This is the last statement he had to say, and then I want to get Jerry in Ohio's comments on this. This is what Jim Crawford, the guy that they talked to, said. He said, "The public loves to love and idealize us little family farmers, but the vast majority of us are hanging by a thread. Now the government is saying, we're going to put a lot more weight on that thread." What do you think about that, Jerry in Ohio?
Yeah, like I was telling you, they have these township people, and they drive around, and they're like little mini Nazis. If you have a compost bin, if you don't go to get a permit to have one, they come out and they take pictures of it, and they
the Green Police. The Green Police, like, what's that Audi commercial?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's creating an America that is filled with snoops. Oh, in so many different ways, we see America turning into East Germany. I talked to William Binney, who was the technical director globally of the NSA until he resigned right after 9/11 because he saw the government violating the restrictions that had been put on them about foreign intelligence surveillance, that they were to keep it foreign. He was somebody who has spent his entire life watching people in the watching the government in the Soviet Union, watching the government in East Germany. And he said that we are becoming exactly like them. We're going down that path. And it's not just the government spying on people, but it's the citizens who got this
culture.
Exactly. That's what they did in East Germany. It was getting the citizens to report on each other. Now, of course, they've got the technology, and it makes it even worse. Oh, but it's just creating this snitch mentality, which is what you're talking about, Jerry.
And also here in Northeast Ohio, they're putting in like these little mini highways through all these small towns, and they're cutting back all the trees and they're putting in all these cameras. What I was told was that when the uprisings begin and when the cities are burning, that the military are actually going to use the small towns surrounding these big cities to set up command posts.
Yeah.
And also, I've seen some FEMA places also popping up here.
Well, we know that they're training for insurgency within the United States. That's why they just spent $100 million on a fake U.S. city. That's more detailed than they've ever done with any of their urban warfare.
And the bullets and the
yes.
targets of little children, the targets of pregnant women. It's all coming home, and they got cameras all over. They got, you know, 40-plus downtown Austin. They need more. They're saying if we had more cameras, we wouldn't have fights, you know, like the video, even though there's a camera right where the video was taking place.
Well, they don't like you taking pictures of them, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we just reported on the nightly news that Cisco is competing with IBM in order to create a physical information highway. They're actually going to, you've heard of the Internet of Things. That's where they're connecting our appliances, everything to the Internet, which, as Petraeus told us a couple of years ago, is going to go
dishwasher.
Exactly. So it's going to feed right to us. Well, now they want to do that with the roads. They want the roads to, quote unquote, provide you Internet and social media contact. And then, of course, they're also going to have
tracking.
They're going to, of every aspect of your life, they're going to look at your license plate. They're going to have that in a database. So even after Paul Joseph Watson exposed the fact that, or it was Kidd, I forget which one of our writers found the story, but they saw an RFP from the Department of Homeland Security to create a license database, a car license database.
Exactly.
And then that went viral, and within a couple of days, DHS, Homeland Security said, no, we're
withdrawing that, but we have something worse.
Yeah, exactly. And yet at the same time, you see in the tech world, you see these reports that IBM and Cisco are competing against each other as to who's going to provide the physical information highway that's going to collect all this information, all this data on you, just in the name of, we're going to make it easy for you. We're going to let you have Internet all the time in your car. You're going to be able to watch it.
We go to these cities, these downtown centers, and they say they have the free Wi-Fi. You know, they can spy on you while you're using their thing. And I'm talking about the license plate scanners. Now they have police cruisers. I guess they've had them for a while that can read your license plate. They're just driving around scanning everybody, violating your Fourth Amendment. They have no reason, no probable cause to search you. Also, the red light cameras can do this as well.
Yeah, and they want you to be able to surf the Internet and tell them what you're thinking while you're driving along in your driverless car.
Yes.
Okay, which you no longer have control over that anymore either. Let's go to Tony in Idaho. You wanted to talk about the family? We were talking about that earlier, Tony.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. I heard Glenn Beck when he was talking about the little girl that what all they had doing to her. I hadn't heard that they had put her in foster care, though. What the government does is they're manipulating the law to kind of justify themselves to do a lot of this stuff, and they do it through registration. They bring the people up in the schools, and the people aren't taught the law. They don't know what the government's doing or how the government's manipulating the law. But basically, when you allow your baby to be registered, with a birth certificate, you're registering that child to the government. And once you do that, then the maxim of law says the source of the right determines the governing law. So when you register it to the government, then they take it. They just take it. They have a right to do anything they want.
Exactly. And when you talk about the school system, the this whole generation, I guess it happens generation to generation, they'll rob you of some type of practical knowledge. Like we see now in our current military, they're not teaching these young guys about the Bill of Rights. They're not teaching people about constitutional rights.
They're teaching them just the opposite. Yeah, they're actively opposing it.
They don't want you to know this stuff. So when you come out and into the streets to do whatever duties you have to do, you don't know. You're not conscious of these things. And it happens generation to generation. Just with our current system, there's not going to be a generation who doesn't understand or who hasn't been fed this propaganda that, you know, guns are bad and anybody with a gun is just going to jump out the bushes to kill you. Or they're not aware that, you know, there wasn't a time where you didn't have to get a pat down just to get on an airplane or to go see the Super Bowl. This is the conditioning that we see. You're growing up a whole generation and things, and it gets worse. Worse generations.
It's normalcy bias. It's the Stockholm syndrome. You know, when I went to school, there weren't any policemen in the schools. Mm-hmm. We didn't have metal detectors. We didn't have school lockdown. We didn't have any of that stuff. Today, the kids are being raised in a model of a police state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said it over and over again. Maximum security is actually a prison. That's why they call it a prison.
You see, just like I was talking about earlier San Antonio, with the RFID trackers at the high schools down there, it's prisoner training. You give the kids the little ID badge they have to wear visibly all the time. You stand in this line. You do this. You can't go here without this permission. You have to ask permission to go to the water fountain just like you do in jail. You know, work in the jail. That's how it worked.
Yeah. If you value security over everything else, you're going to get maximum security, which is a panopticon prison where everything you do is watched. You live your life in this fishbowl that the government super analyzes everything that you do. In many cases, will jump to the wrong conclusion, make you the enemy. That's what we're coming up to. Thanks, Tony. Let's go to Bregan in Wisconsin. Bregan.
Hey, guys. David, sorry, my speakerphone was on. David, thank you for continuing to pursue the story with Wolfgang. I really appreciate that, and our hopes and prayers are with them.
Yes. For those people who haven't heard, Wolfgang Halbig is a former state trooper, former educator, a school security consultant who started investigating Sandy Hook because that's what he does. He looks at school security. They want to tell you that all these gun regulations are to keep the children safe, but they don't want school security experts to know anything about the crime scene.
Mm-mm.
And after cover-up after cover-up, after 10 months of trying to get FOIA information, they started threatening him. They started pushing back against him. So we've had him on the nightly news. We wanted to get him on today, but he had a family emergency. Go ahead, Bregan.
I have a few questions for Wolfgang, but I'll save that for when he gets back on the show. Mm-hmm. But one of the primary questions would be, where is all that video? I mean, they've
yeah, that's the question since day one.
Yes.
Yeah, they've exploited all that video from Columbine and every other school shooting and every other, mass murder event. And why won't they use it this time? Well, a lot of people suspect that maybe there is no video showing that very fact. And thanks again for pursuing Wolfgang, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. I hope he's doing okay.
Well, thank you, Bregan, and thank you for helping us up there in Wisconsin. You've been involved with the raw milk trials that have taken place up there, and you brought Wolfgang to at least my attention. I think the writers found him, but thank you so much for your help and following with us. Let's go to Scott in Texas. Scott.
I want to talk to you, ask you questions, really, about foreign troops. I know Alex covers this quite a bit on the show. Got some questions first. How many troops are there?
I don't have an exact number, but we've seen various drills. I believe they had one in Miami 1 or 2 years ago. They had troops from all over the world. I even think there's a few Japanese personnel there as well, running the drills where they had to rescue the mayor or the.
Yeah, it fluctuates. They'll bring them in for drills. Sometimes they'll bring them in for training. I know we've got an Australian general who is. over some U.S. troops right now. I mean, it's pretty amazing the involvement that we have with that. But hang on, we've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to be right back. We've been talking about the attack on the family. We've been talking about the attack on the family farm. And we've been talking about what's going on in Ukraine. What is our government doing? Are they trying to foster another World War III, or are they just trying to build up the military-industrial complex? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This week only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson, and we're taking your calls now. We're going to be joined in the next segment with Leanne McAdoo. She's going to give us some information about designer babies as well as Today in Austin, there was a meeting about fluoride in the water, and the InfoWars crew was pretty well represented there. That's still ongoing, as far as I understand, but she's going to give us an update on what's happening there. And I'm sure there'll be more news on that tonight on the nightly news. And also tomorrow, Alex Jones is going to be talking to Tucker Carlson. Now, you've probably seen Tucker on many, many different news appearances. He's been on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, PBS. He's written for GQ, Esquire, New York, and he's the founder and editor of The Daily Caller. He was excoriated this week because of his comments about what it really means to have freedom in this country as a business owner, being able to decide who you want to serve and who you want to not serve. Now, of course, most business owners aren't going to turn people out, but in some cases where you've got a wedding photographer who doesn't want to go to cover a gay wedding, mm-hmm. he ought to have the right to do that. And if you say that he doesn't have the right to do that, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, that is just nothing but fascism. That's servitude. That's not freedom.
Exactly, because I believe the institute you're referring to is the gentleman who didn't want to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Yeah. And they knew, they expected that going in. They went to this guy purposely for that purpose. And, you know, the shenanigans and all the big things that came out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they really attacked him in the media for stating what I think is the obvious thing, that if you've got a business, you get to decide who you want to do business with. I mean, if you cut off everybody, you're going to go out of business.
Any restaurant that says we have the right to refuse service to anybody.
That's right.
For whatever reason.
That's right. It's a private business. And if it's not, if it's a private business where the people who own it and pay taxes and pay for it and have to meet payroll, if they don't have the freedom to make the decisions about how they want to operate, who they want to operate with, then you've got fascism. You don't have a free market. You don't have private property. You simply have economic fascism, mm-hmm. where you have token ownership by private individuals, but you don't have actual ownership. Now, he's going to be on tomorrow. I don't know what he's going to talk about, but he's going to be on with Alex Jones live in studio. That's Tucker Carlson tomorrow. Now, we were just talking to Scott in Texas. He had some questions about foreign troops on American soil and some of these urban warfare drills. Scott, did you have anything else that you wanted to say? I wanted to get to Rod in France before we get to the break. But, Tucker, did you, Scott, did you have another question?
Yeah, what I really wanted to probe you on is Chinese troops in the U.S. For purposes under the U.N., maybe national disaster, martial law. If you were the Chinese and you had 300,000 troops in the United States, how long are you going to play ball with the U.N. when the time comes to deploy? Are you going to follow the script or are you going to take advantage of the situation? What do you think is going on in the minds of the Chinese?
Well, I think it's always important for a government that wants to do things in opposition to their citizens, and we see over and over again that the American government sees the American people as the enemy. It's always been the pattern that you use people that are not the citizens to oppress the people. In other words, you're going to bring in a foreign military power, you're going to... and then once you get that established, you're going to put somebody over them. You're going to have a bureaucracy like the British Empire did in India, where the entire Indian bureaucracy was made up of indigenous people. Mm-hmm. But at the very top, you had a few people controlling that. But when you have a war, you want just the opposite of that. You want foreign troops to come in and shoot the people.
Coming, just like we see a lot of times in the drug war in Mexico, they'll bring various agents from the U.S. down to Mexico to assist in those drug busts.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you, Scott. Let's go to Rod in France. You've been holding for a while from France. Rod, what do you have to say?
Hi, Dave and Jakari. It's always good to talk to you guys. You do a great job. Just want to say starting out.
Thank you.
What I wanted to talk about, in fact, was Sandy Hook and Wolfgang Halbig. Of course, I wish him the very best. I had the opportunity to listen to his podcast from AFP, and it's extremely interesting. I mean, the things that that this guy has to say. And what's amazing about the story is that this guy, he obviously knows what he's doing. I mean, it's his job, and he's gone through all the correct channels to try and get information, and the cover-up just seems extensive. And I just find it extremely disturbing that at the last moment, you notice that he hasn't gotten a lot of coverage as opposed to what I find is a very important story. And I just find it extremely odd that just before he gets on to InfoWars and gets some massive exposure here, with an extremely interesting story that that he's had a family emergency, and I wish him all the best on that. And I hope
we
there's
do.
nothing going.
Well, eventually, thank you. We're going to be right back after the break with Leanne McAdoo, and we're going to follow this story, and we've got a lot of information from Wolfgang. We hope that it's nothing serious.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in the studio with Leanne McAdoo, another member of the Nightly News crew. And Leanne, you were at the fluoride meeting in Austin. And we've got a lot of InfoWars crew still down there. Can you give us a teaser for that? Because that's going to be coming up on the Nightly News. We've got a report about what's happening down there.
Well, there were a lot of people that showed up to voice how they felt about the fact that the city of Austin is going to be putting, at the very least, $500,000 taxpayer dollars to artificially fluoridating the water supply. So,
just amazing to me. They do this all in the name of taking care of people's teeth, and yet, you know, there's a big difference in topical application of something, even if it were safe and effective. There's a big difference in the topical application of it and ingesting it internally. You know, there's warnings against that in toothpaste. And how do you control the dosage when you just dump it into the water? A dosage for an adult male is going to be different than it is for a female, for a child, that's a child, and even for a child that's developing, that's a fetus. How do you control that? Well, you can't control that if you just dump it in the water. It absolutely makes no sense, even for the people who want to try to argue that it's safe and effective, but it isn't safe and effective. We've seen study after study. Harvard has had several studies, and the most recent one that they've done, along with some Chinese researchers, is to go back and look at multiple studies and try to quantize the amount of the IQ dropping to in the population to the amount of the fluoride. So they're trying to make a, you know, if you add this much fluoride to the water, you're going to get this much drop in the IQ. It's not a question as to whether the IQ is going to drop. It's just a question as to how much.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just amazing. And yet they tax us to do this. They put it in and you can't get these people to stop. Why do you think that is?
Well, some people there were pretty certain that it's because we're dealing with psychopaths, but, you know, I was...
That's an element. Yeah. That's definitely an element.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt and say perhaps they, maybe they just were too busy to actually read the warning label when they signed up to put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply, you know?
Well, there's also the money thing. We can also follow the money. And we know that there was
bribery.
There was an abrupt 180 in the way the medical community looked at fluoridation and fluoride. There was an abrupt 180 when the aluminum industry, past executive of Alcoa, became what was then the equivalent to the head of the FDA. And then, of course, they doubled down on it when it became a waste product of the nuclear industry after that started. So what we're taking is we're taking the toxic waste from the aluminum and nuclear industries, and we're paying to dump it into our drinking water.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be bad enough if we paid to dispose it for them, but to have to actually eat it, that's like doubling it down. It's like, you're not just going to pay for it. We're going to shove it down your throat.
The company that we're purchasing it from, the taxpayers are paying for, it says right on their website, you know, don't put into the lakes, rivers, streams, you know, don't let it leak into the air. But apparently there's some magic wand or something that they wave here at the city of Austin that makes it safe to drink.
As soon as it goes on the water supply, it's great. And, and back in Raleigh, we had some people who had met up on Planet InfoWars, and they wanted to do activism for freedom and liberty there. And the first thing they picked was fluoride. They go down and talk to the Raleigh City Council, and the Raleigh City Council just picks up their glasses and toasts them and says, we're going to keep doing it. We don't care. I mean, it's just amazing, the arrogance, the stupidity, and the corruption that's going on. But you want to talk about something else, too. You want to talk about a story that you've been following on the nightly news about designer babies.
Right, yeah. Bloomberg actually reported that the U.S. regulators are now kind of weighing the safety of this new technology that's it hopes to eliminate genetic diseases in newborns. So they've done this before where they've already taken like a fertilized egg or something, but now they're actually going to be taking the DNA from one dad and two mothers to create a disease-free child.
Mm.
So they're
disease-free.
Yeah. They hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. If they understand everything about DNA, which we would be pretty skeptical about that, since it wasn't very long ago that they were saying, you know, most of that...
junk DNA.
Yeah, most of that's junk DNA, and then it's like a few years later, well, you know, we just figured out what that's for, and it's no longer junk. It's like, these are the guys. we're not building pianos here, just nail these two boards together. I mean, it's very frightening to see them do that, and of course the FDA is involved in that because... it's agricultural products or what? I mean, it's the drug side of it.
Exactly. We're a biological product. That's here, they've done this procedure before. In 1997 to 2003, there were about 30 children that were born with this same sort of technique. And then the FDA came in and said, this is a biological product. We can regulate it. And so they shut the program down for using it to create humans, basically. So here this kind of ties in to the young girl that's been put in foster care at the Boston.
Yeah, we're talking about that during the break. What she's suffering from is a defective...
The mitochondrial disease, which is the exact disease that this technique here is attempting to eradicate. So here we're seeing where the government is stepping in and saying, in these hospitals, they're taking these children away who have this disease. They're already... taking the parent out of it. Actually, the hospital calls it a parentectomy. So they're, that's their little pet name
cold.
For it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you've got one well-respected hospital called Tufts that says that's a physical condition, And then you've got another one that says that's simply a psychological condition. The parents are seeing her condition deteriorating rapidly. They believe that it is a physical condition, but the government steps in, the judge steps in and says, you're not going to make that decision about your child. We're going to make that decision about your child. We know your child better than you do. We have the interest of your child better than you do. And, oh, by the way, you can't even talk to the media about it. If you do, we're going to slap you with a contempt charge.
Right.
Which said, it's absolutely amazing. But that's where they're headed.
Right. And it's just it just shows how much power the Children's Hospital has, because these people have been treating their daughter for this disease for many, many years. And then just a year ago, she gets diagnosed with this different mental disorder, somatoform disorder, and they say, oh, that's what she's got, and now you need to stop giving her medication for that, and you're over-medicating her.
This is a very, very important case right here, because it brings together several different factors that we see happening. And if you don't think this is going to happen more and more frequently with Obamacare, once the government is paying for your health care, they are going to be making the decisions about it. And we've already seen them making the decisions about it. We already see them dictating to people how much coverage you're going to have, what's going to be covered, forcing you to buy coverage for things that you can't use. Single men having to buy maternity care, for example. And that's why people's insurance rates are skyrocketing by a factor of two, by a factor of five in many cases, why they're losing their insurance. And it's because this has been written by the insurance company. As Alex has said from the very beginning, this is not something that is going to make health care more affordable, more accessible. It's going to make it more expensive and more profitable for the health insurance companies. It's not going to give us more access to it. But what it will do is it will give the government a stranglehold on the health care situation, denying people health care, taking children away from families, as we see happening here in this case in Boston. And perhaps if you don't get all of your vaccines, then maybe you don't get any health care.
Right. Well, that's the issue here with these designer babies. If you're, you know, someone out there who's thinking that this might be a good idea for you, the FDA has already said that this is something that they can regulate. It's a biological product. So who's to say that they're going to, you know, if you decide that you want to take care of this biological product a certain way, if they don't agree with that, they can swoop in and say, well, this is, we regulate, this person is, I mean, do they have the same classification as, you know, a human?
Mm-hmm.
And we see how they treat children and parents now who aren't.
Well, you know, we look at these things, it's over and over again. It doesn't matter what aspect of your life it is, whether it is making healthcare decisions about your child, deciding how, what kind of food you want to eat. Mm-hmm. You can't have raw milk, you can't have organic food, because we're going to put those guys out of business because we have politically connected big agricultural firms. We're going to make GMO legal in the United States when it's banned in country after country. And maybe fluoride is another example of it. They're going to dump whatever they want to in our water. They're going to tell us what we can do with our business, with our families, with our food, with our medicine. We are their slaves, and they're going to tell us whatever they is in their best interest. So they don't care what we think. We don't get to make those decisions anymore.
Oh, exactly. And that's today when we were down at City Hall. Perfect example. You know, there's hundreds of people in there today, and, you know, people are going, presenting their line item, talking, you know, to city council. They leave once theirs is addressed. Once it comes time for the general public to speak to the godly city council, all these police moved in to the room and
really?
Kind of sat up at different exits. And it was just so like, oh, we need to make sure that the slaves don't get out of hand expressing their First Amendment right to their elected officials that they put into those seats.
Well, you're lucky they just didn't send you down to a quote-unquote free speech zone like mm-hmm. they do at the political conventions, where they take anybody who has something to say, which is specifically protected speech under the First Amendment. They send people down and away from the conventions, put them in cages. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Anybody that thinks, you know, when I was growing up, used to people say, yeah, you know, what do you want me to do? Oh, it's a free country. Do what you want. You never hear anybody say that anymore. Everybody knows deep down it is not a free country. We don't have freedom. That's why we talk about it so much. And some Europeans have pointed out.
Shut up.
That's right. That's right.
Well, the issue here that goes on with this, with these designer babies, they have no idea what the permanent change is going to be when they start messing with the human genome. And so far they've just tested this on mice, and already the mice are showing that they are having breathing problems as well as reduced learning and exploring capabilities. And so this research, of course, suggests that they don't know what's going to happen when they replace one mitochondrial strain with another. Mm-hmm. They just don't know. And mm-hmm. so basically now you're dealing with, you have taken it upon yourself to do this to your child who had no say about whether they wanted to be a genetically modified human. And now, you know, generation after generation, whatever they have, whatever kind of diseases they may produce as a result is going to continue to be passed down. So right. there's no...
That's amazing. And you know, we've seen this with genetically modified crops.
Right.
When they, the French study, where they showed the massive tumors on the rats. So it very... just an amazing picture, and yet they pushed back on that and they said, you picked a strain of rats that are prone to tumors and you didn't, what was it? Use the number of them, right? And it turns out that Monsanto used exactly the same strain of rats and the exactly the same number of rats, but Monsanto didn't run the study very long. Monsanto right. cut off like 1 or 2, 3 months or something like that. These people ran it for about a year.
2 years.
And, 2 years, yeah, and the rats break out in these massive tumors. This is the way they can skew these things to get whatever results they want. We heard that we heard that pushback, but we didn't hear what the actual study was that proved to the FDA's satisfaction that it was safe.
Exactly. And it was Monsanto's
yeah.
study.
Yes, exactly. So they do their own study.
Arms reach.
Exactly.
Study there.
It's a very scary thing when we look at this. And you know, sometimes we have people will contact us and say, what's the big deal? We've been genetically modifying animals for quite some time. Well, it is a very big deal because that's not, when you selectively breed animals, mm-hmm. that is not the same thing as transgenic genetic modification, which is what they're doing. You can go in and you can selectively breed animals, and we've seen that happen with livestock. We've seen that happen with dogs. And you can get quite a bit of variation mm-hmm. just by selective breeding within the DNA. You can then also go into what's called cisgenic genetic modification. You can actually directly modify the DNA of these animals, and that's kind of dodgy, okay? Mm-hmm. That's got a lot of question marks about that. But the transgenic is when you take DNA from completely different organisms.
That
you
would never breed normally.
Yeah, you take some DNA from a plant and you put it into an animal, or you know, you cross this with that, and
the spiders with the goat's milk.
Exactly, you get crazy. That's when you get your Frankenstein animals, your right. Frankenfood, and that's really where we don't know where this is happening. And yet, what is the FDA's concern? The FDA's concern is to shut down heritage farmers, to shut down organic farmers, to curtail farming practices that have fed humans for millennia.
Right.
They want to shut that down, put all of our eggs in one basket, this new Frankenfood, genetically modified corporate factory produced fertilizer stuff. That's where they want all of our eggs to be. And that one thing, that's a very, very dangerous thing.
It's very dangerous. And it kind of falls into the whole eugenics plan, because we see with the rat studies, genetically modified foods makes the third generation, they're mm-hmm. sterile. They can mm-hmm. no longer reproduce. And so this is happening with humans. Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting here messing now with the human genome, what is to say that you're not creating a totally different species of human in a generation from now, or sterile humans that can no longer reproduce?
And who's to say that that isn't their real agenda, bottom line? Anyway, Alex has pointed that out over and over again, that that's what many of them have been saying for a long time, is exactly their agenda, to do a soft kill, to do a sterilization, mm-hmm. to do a population culling. You've got, they openly talk about it. The people who are in charge of the media, the people who set up these Georgia Guidestones, the Ted Turners, that they desperately, desperately want to get rid of most, if not all, the humans. I mean, you have this whole Gaia movement that was absolutely crazy, that saw human beings as a virus on the planet that had to be stamped out. That's really what I think is behind this. And I think a lot of these scientists do know what they're doing. I don't, again, you know, we talk about, is it a question of incompetence and mistakes, or is it just outright evil mm-hmm. what they're doing? And, you know, when they say that they're going to cull the population, and then you have them doing things that are going to result in sterilization in a couple of generations that we've seen happen over and over again in animal studies, maybe that's just their plan.
Right. It's a safe and effective way to slow kill.
That's right. That's right. You want to take a call on small farmers? We've got Casey in South Carolina. He's been on the phone for a while. Casey, what do you think about this?
Hi, David. Hi, Leanne. How are you two today?
Hello.
Doing good. How are you?
Doing real well. I'm kind of concerned specifically about Codex alimentarius and how it plays in exactly to what you were just talking about with the culling of the population. I also feel it ties in with Obamacare and food rationing.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that from you all?
Oh, absolutely. As we were talking, when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson, he pointed out that they can see this stuff coming. They know, and they see that there's a food shortage coming. They see food prices spiking. We have that happening in the United States now. They know that when food is becoming scarce, they know that there's going to be civil unrest that's going to follow as a result. I think it is all part of their plan. I think that they're doing things that absolutely make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to say they can't really be that stupid, especially when they've got documents saying that their plan is to cull the population. Their plan is to cut back the food supply. When you start seeing this stuff happening, it's not necessarily incompetence.
Right. And they've had these plans for hundreds of years. So they've got their bloodlines or whatever have no problem continuing to carry on this reality that they see for themselves, you know, the singularity.
Yeah. The guy who came up with the term genocide pointed out the four steps that happened in the Ukraine. I mentioned it before. Cut out the political leadership, co-opt the churches, bring in massive immigration, and cut off their food. We've seen this happen over and over again. It's a pattern for control, a pattern for tyranny, and it's been executed very well by Stalin, and now it's starting to come around to us. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, goberkey.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in studio with Leanne McAdoo, also of the Nightly News. And we were just talking before the break about fluoride. We're talking about genetic modification, the attack on the family farms. You know, ultimately, you're responsible for yourself and for your family. You have to do things to take care of your health, to take care of your family's health. And take a look at the product. So we've got it at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win situation. It's how we support this operation here. It's how you can help your family do something good for yourself, do something good for your family, and help the operation here. We've got water filters to get the fluoride out. We've got heritage seeds. We've got iodine survival shield. We've got all kinds of products there, as well as some T-shirts where you can help spread the news. And
yes.
Leanne has been modeling the Molon Labe T-shirt, and we got a nice design for that, both a male and a female cut design. We got a ladies' shirt there, and it's a good way to get the message out about the fact that we have a right to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have a right to feed ourselves. We have a right to defend ourselves, and so we hope that you will take a look at those when you're thinking about how you're going to make yourself self-reliant. We have a lot of products there, and that would help the operation if you go to InfoWarsLife.com and look at our store there. How about that T-shirt? You like that T-shirt?
I do. I helped them. They were kind of going back and forth between doing the gold foil for the females, and I gave it a thumbs up.
It's a great design.
Pretty sharp with the Spartan helmets, a little sparkly.
It is a great design. And, you know, it's a reminder that nobody ever gives you your freedom. The Spartans had to fight for it. The Texans had to fight for it, as Alex pointed out to Piers Morgan, the former host at CNN, that, you know, it wasn't a Mexican-American thing at the Alamo. Pretty much every Mexican territory rebelled against Santa Anna. He was a tyrant. He'd thrown out the Constitution. He was rewriting the laws. He was doing whatever he wanted to, like somebody else I know that's in power right now. And three of those seven areas that rebelled against Santa Anna, three of them created governments of their own. Texas was one of them. Texas was the only one that got its independence, but it was Americans, it was Hispanic people who had immigrated in from America. They fought side by side to end tyranny. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting that you got this vigilante group down in Mexico now taking back their area from the corrupt police, the corrupt federales, and the drug lords that were working with the federal government down there. I think it's ultimately it comes down to you've got to be able to provide for your own defense. And that's what the people down there in that Mexican province are doing right now, that exactly. Vigilante group. They're taking it back from that drug group called the Knights Templar.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just telling me in the break that Leanne and the InfoWars crew were down at City Hall today, and they were talking about fluoride, and so we were there to give them our perspective on it. We still have crew that's down there, and you'll be able to catch that on the Nightly News. But you were saying that they were talking about urban forests. Tell us about this one.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, it is so important for people to go to these City Hall meetings, to go voice your opinion. I mean, even if you just walk in and go on a little computer and vote to put your opinion that you're for or against something.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important because these people are sitting down there today working on their Agenda 21 master plan. So they're down there today. We were befuddled. It's their Imagine Austin plan, and they were talking about urban forestry, which is great. You know, I love trees downtown,
mm-hmm.
but one of the snafus they had was trees on private property.
How do we take over that?
Take the private property of their urban forest.
Oh. See, there isn't any private property. There isn't any privacy. Hang on, I've got a couple of callers that have been waiting for a long time, and I'm going to come back right after the break, and we're going to talk to them. They've been waiting for quite a while to talk, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.